Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Now, Dalet and Aleph, the Gemara is discussing Tumtum and Andragonus. And the Gemara says, Zachar is a mind Noshim from Eile Regal, Zachurcha is a mind Tumtum and Andragonus. The Gemara's Lashin is, Andragonus, as we understand, we need a pasuk, because since he has a tzad Zachar, so you would think he's Chayim, Kamashlon is agreed with Neatzman, but Tumtum, mi is Zachar lafuke sveka. That's the way you have it. Do we need a pasuk to remind a suffix? Anyway, a tumtum is pata al suffix. Rashi says, there is another pshan in the Gemara which the Marshal is mirech about. Now you do need a pasuk to remind suffix. But since androgynous and tumtum are two completely separate things, androgynous is not a suffix whether he's a zacha and a keva. He's clearly an androgynous. He's clearly somewhat a zacha, somewhat a keva. He has avei zachus, he has an akvus. So Mamela, tumtum, the pshat is, could be a zacha, could be a keva. Each tumtum is different. Right? When you rip it, you could see if it's a zacha and a keva. So Mamela, you can't have the same pasuk being mamayit that. Now the Gemara says, no, a tumtum also is tumtum in a case where you know it's a zacha, and the mi it is because the base is mechutz. That's a discussion. But Rashi is mashma, that if it wouldn't be for the pasuk, you anyway would patter the tumtum because of a suffix. Why would that be? So you have the Shittas in Rambam that Safik Deraisa L'Chumra is only a Din Derabbanan. Midaraisa, the Din is Safik Deraisa L'Kula. So Midaraisa, if someone's Masufik, if he's L'Chuliv in the Mitzvah, he wouldn't have to do it. So that's why he wouldn't need a Pasuk to Pata the Tumtum. Anyway, Safik Deraisa L'Kula. That's Pasha Subshad and Rashi. So to Re'evan Asa Kasha, L'Chayt is an Afkimina though. If you're going to Pata because Safik Deraisa L'Kula, so let's say the second day, the tumtum is nikra, and you find that is a zachar. The skin gets ripped open, and you see the zachars. So then, you only patted misafik. So memela, he really was chayiv, he just didn't know about it. So now they'll be chayiv, even if kul and tishlum derishin, and someone who's patted b'yem mishin is patted b'yem sheni, but in this case, you weren't patted b'yem mishin. You just didn't know. So memela, you'd be chayiv. Mashenki, now the pasuk says you patted. So memela, since the pasuk says yipater, so even b'yam sheni yipater. So the Turi Evan says that this gemara would have to go like the man yom akul and tishlum and zel lezeh. According to the man yom akul and tishlum and zel lezeh, so mele won't be an afkemina. Hashegel, if you owe akul and tishlum and derishin, you'll have the afkemina. The gemara wouldn't have to say based on the chutz. So mele wants to answer Shvei Rambam. The Rambam in Ilchas Kegiya says that the tumtum and dragers are parted because they're a suffik isha. Fag of the Welt, what do you mean? The Gemara says clearly it's not the Ptur of Tumtum. The Gemara says the Ptur of Tumtum is based in Mechutz when he's a Vadei Zachar. The Rambam leaves that out. And the Rambam says he fought because of a Safik Isha. Mamash Dalai the Gemara, the Lecha Mishnah, and Kamach Reina Mas the Kasha. As like the Shagin say, the fetus is Miyushiv. The Gemara al Karcha is going to man the Yamakul and Tishlum and Zel is that. So there's no Nafkamin if you pought him, you Safik, you pought him, Bater is Vadei. Either way, you pought him. Elamai, you're going to be, will you be Chayiv on the next time? So either way you'll be chayiv, because kol tishlum and zel is that. But if you all kol tishlum and derishin, so you could say it's talking about a suffix, and afkemina you pata b'teir is vadai. And if it's nikra b'yem sheni and you find that he's a zacha, you still pata. That's the true evan shtikl teir. Now Svasemis is bothered by the shtikl teir. He says v'inishvi if the ptur is suffix, it doesn't make a difference if the ptur is because suffix derais to the kula, or because the teir says the ptur. Either way, the ptur is a suffix. That means if he's a zacha, you chayiv. So what do you mean that you potter? As a factor. Says that's the teretz of Beis Mimuchutz. That the Pter has nothing to do with Safik. The Pter is a tumtum even on the side of Zachar. But Kol Kama, we don't know Beis Mimuchutz, and we say only pot on the side in the Keva. So how could it be that when we find that you're a Zachar, we still say you potter? The Pter is a Ter Safik. That means it's only pot on the side of the Keva. As I bothered the Sassanis, he says, that would explain why the Gemara is not a Raya to Safik, the Raya to L'Chumra L'Kula. Because when you have a Safik, you can't say it's Pater B'Teres Vada, unless that's the Gemara's Teres, the Beis HaMechutz, it's Pater even on the side of a Zachar. But if you're only Patering on the side of the cave, of Mimanashach, if Safik is Pater, you don't need the Pasuk to Pater. If Safik is Chayiv, so the Pasuk can't Pater it. Because the Din of Safik is Chayiv, and the Pasuk is not Patering on the side that he's a Zachar. That's what Ezra Sevens learns the Gemara. And Shagas, hey, Vaisis held there was such a musig that you potter me suffik, but suffik the Vaisis Kula means you're not really potter. It's just lamaisi, you're not mechuyev because it's a suffik. When you have a ptur, even if it's a ptur me suffik, But kol kami in mesupik is called the p'tur. And therefore you wouldn't be chayiv v'yayim sheni if you all call him tishlum v'derisha. Very interesting machlekes. Now Taisus says a different thing. Taisus says the pshat in the kasha of the Gemara is this you call me the sveikis, because anyway you can't bring a korban al tzuchshash of chulim ba'azara. So the Gliyeni Ashas from Yosef Engel brings a very interesting kasha, a very mechudadin kasha from Chaim Sanzer. He says, it's still an afkamina. Enoch and Ami, you can't bring a korban mislav against chulim ba'azarim, but I can tell you when we manav shech case, that what? Let's say you have somebody who dies and had an eved, and he has two children, one is Zachar and one is Tumtum. And the Zachar goes and is Meshachar the eved. So now, let's make a cheshbon. If the other child is a Zachar, so then the eved is a Chatzi eved Chatzi ben Chayim. Chatzi eved Chatzi ben Chayim is Pater. And the child is a Zachar, so he's Chayim. If the child's in a keva, so the child never was Yerish the eved. So the eved was all belonged to his brother, and therefore the shechur works. So now he's eved meshuchar who's chayiv, and now the tumtum is pater. So we have a case where either the person, the tumtum, is a zachar, and then the eved is pater because he still belongs in part to the tumtum and he's a chatzi eved chatzi mechayir. Or if the tumtum's in a keva, so she's pater. So now the eved is chayiv because he was totally meshuchar by his brother. So they could bring a carbon together and make a tanai. Yeah? Chafi kasha. And he says, even if you hold the other way, that a chatzi eved chatzi ben chayrin would be chayiv, I can still tell you a case. Let's say I had two children in a cave and a tumtum. And in the cave was meshachar the eved. So if the tumtum is a zachar and the cave is shechar, didn't work at all. He's a total eved, he's pater. And the zachar then would be chayiv. If the tumtum's in the keva, so then it's a chatzi eved chatzi ben chayrin because the Yerusha would go to both, and then a chatzi eved chatzi ben chayrin, you told me, is chayiv, and then in the keva is pater. So either way, you can have such a case. But Lamaisa, and I saw this, the Ganesh brings this kasha from the Sefer Rishmei Shela, he writes that anyway, Taisus had a better case. He said, what do you mean, Fulham Bazar? Lamaisa, make it tonight. And say, if I'm a Zachar, so it's a Elishviya. If not, it's a Nadava. So Taisha says, you're going to have a problem. You won't be able to do Smicha. You want to make a carbon without Smicha. So same thing with your case. So the Chatzi Eved, the Chatzi Mecharin, also you won't be able to do Smicha. And you wouldn't be able to have a carbon without Smicha.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.